Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grüns is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Sean was perturbed that there were Knicks fans at Yankee Stadium chanting "Let's go Knicks" and excited when the Knicks had a victory. And his point was, how big of a Knicks fan can you truly be if you're at a May Yankees Padres regular season game?
What, does it matter? You could be both.
Whoa.
You can take your...
That's a separate argument. Of course, we're all fans of all the sports. I don't think it matters, but my point is, for your reaction to be unbelievable, I'm wearing a Knicks jersey in Yankee Stadium, let's go Knicks. It's one thing if New Yorkers...
That's the right kind of support.
No. The right kind of support is getting your ass on the couch and watching the Knicks and Celtics last night.
Yeah, but you could just, like Evan does, record it.
Okay.
Or you could have your phone with you and watch it. There's so many ways. I'm sure if you were in a suite, the Knicks were on television.
Oh, I'm going to give the suite people a pass.
Or
because
you could
right
just go into the concourse
but
and
why?
Find the Knicks game.
Here's what I would say, though, Tiki. Why? Why is going
because
to the Yankee game?
Because it's a beautiful night outside, and the Yankees have this unbelievable porn-stashed-looking outfielder named Trent Grisham, who saved the day last night, and you want to be there for that, as well as watch the Knicks, because they're in Boston. But, you can't. But, you're not like you're going to the MSG. So if you're not going to go to MSG, you can do both.
Let me try.
What's wrong with multitasking?
Let me try something out. This is a true story. I'm not lying. Okay, Tommy, I have received 2 front row tickets. Okay, all you could eat food, all you could eat drinks. And you're not going to believe who's going to be sitting next to us if you choose to say yes. You don't have to say yes. It's an option.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Skeens is pitching for the Pirates in this game. And Livy is sitting right next to us.
you're talking out my heart.
I'm not done yet. So it would be you get to sit with me, which I know you don't love that much. But, you know, we're okay. We watch the Mets. Free food and drinks. Mets, Pirates. Livy's next to us. But it's Monday night, the night of Game 4, Knicks Celtics. It's up to you, Tommy. What do you want to do?
Tommy's already got a date. Sorry. I'm answering for him.
Yeah, Teek, I would have to then blow off Kerry, right, who I'm blowing my wife off for, to then blow both of them off for Livy Dunn. Now, I do like to, you know, trade up. As you know, I would kick my wife out of the equation for Sydney Sweeney. So
bigger, better dealing.
That's what that's course.
Called.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Rock would say. But I would be at the Garden. Even though that is so tempting, Evan, I have to be there at the Garden for Knicks Celtics.
So you just helped prove Sean's point.
By the way, friendly reminder, though, to the audience, Sean blew off a Ranger playoff game for, what was that again, a concert for a guy with a residency at Madison
Yankee
Square Garden that you can go any month?
I'm going to own something here, and this is where I think I could speak in turn, because I was wrong for this. I bought my wife tickets to see Billy Joel 6 months ahead of time, and I went to Billy Joel the night of a Yankee-Astro 2017 ALCS game, and I will never live it down. However, I would argue, concert... wife being happy. I also didn't think when I bought the tickets to the Yankees that Yankee team was going to be playing that deep into October. That was a major mistake. Going to a midweek game. Yankee Stadium, let's be honest, those tickets are very cheap all year midweek. You could find a cheap seat. I can't get behind it. You knew the Knicks would be playing in mid-May. Buying tickets 2 months ago was no excuse.
But I need to follow up with something because I know your wife for a very long time. The happiest she would be at a Billy Joel concert is without you.
She so why couldn't me she not to go?
So exactly. So why didn't you find? It's not a trap. Why didn't you find a replacement, a friend, or whatever?
Right. Look, but Tommy, I was wrong. And I'm just saying,
you're admitting you're wrong. All right,
Knicks fans, the last couple nights missing the Celtics games.
I agree
to
with
wear
you.
Knicks jerseys, Yankees team. This is not a commitment with kids. This is not like now. Look, if it's a commitment with some kind of sales client work, that's a different story. I can't get behind that. Nice night. There's a million bars to have a nice night to sit outside and watch the game at.
It's little brother activity, clearly.
I just don't think you're a diehard Knicks fan if you were at Yankee Stadium. Listen, sorry.
You're going to be stunned by my ruling, Tiki. Because I have not offered opinion. I've listened. I respect you. I want to hear what you had to say. I want to hear what Tommy had to say. Obviously, Sean's stating his case. Do you want to predict my opinion on this?
Your opinion on this is, because I think you do this regularly, is it do both?
Well, I think that...
Watch one in real time, watch the other one when you have get home, or also in real time.
Here, I'm spoiled, okay? Sean is spoiled. Mm-hmm. I think we all are spoiled in that we work in sports. We go to a lot of games.
Of course.
We go to a lot of sporting events. If you are a person who goes to a game once or twice a year, and you add tickets for a Yankees game, you can't meticulously plan the NBA playoff schedule because maybe the Knicks do play, maybe they don't play. Maybe the game you had is Tuesday against the Pirates where the Knicks don't play. So it's tough to judge someone who rarely gets tickets, who has tickets, is a big Knicks fan, and is like, all right, it wasn't the way I planned it, mm-hmm. but I'll go to the Yankee game, I'll watch the game on my phone. Not as good as watching it at home, but you're not understanding, Sean, how spoiled we all are.
You're being very judgy.
So I'm actually on the side of Tommy and Tiki.
I think that's
it's a big L for you, bro.
I think that's a horse bleep excuse, Evan, to be honest with you.
What?
I really do.
Why?
Because of the baseball aspect to it. This is not getting tickets to a Knicks game where they're so hard to come by, or the Rangers and or the Giants or Jets, where you're talking about $200 of investment. I mean, these tickets you're talking about, you get in the building, Yankee Stadium, $13 here. So if you pre-bought Yankees-Padres tickets, first of all, you should know the Knicks, there's a chance in mid-May, and you should have that expectation. Secondly, this is the one sport in this town where tickets are so cheap that if you go to one, two games a year, you'll be able to make that one up. Now, you want to tell me you got legend seats and it's the only time you're ever going to sit there in your life? I think I could amend and understand that. But filling out the loge at Yankee Stadium list, I'm sorry. You're a disgrace of a Knicks fan.
Stop. They were also, as Knicks fans, probably thought yesterday.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Playing last night with house money.
But you can't think that as a
fan. You still gotta watch.
But they were still, that's what they were thinking. So given the option of going to on a beautiful night to a Yankees game, yeah.
Okay. It's Yankees, okay. Padres, well,
everyone has to make an individual choice.
I agree.
My dad...
I think you're overthinking and criticizing.
You are. My dad doesn't go to as many Met games as he used to. And he texted me recently, actually today, and said, hey, I think I'm going to come in for the Pirates series. What works for you? What do you think of Monday? And I said to him, Monday, you know, forget the Knicks for a second. Mm-hmm. I said, Monday. Monday's lottery night.
Oh, God.
I said, Monday's lottery night. I don't know if I could physically be in Citi Field while the future of my world either goes ups in flames, which it will, or some miracle happens. But that's a me decision. So we all have to make individual decisions on how we want to consume our favorite sports teams. Mm. Like the decision that Tommy has to make a week from Friday. In fact, let's ask him again. Tommy, a week from Friday, your prediction is Knicks in six.
Yes,
well,
it is.
It would be game six between the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics, but it is also the return of Juan Soto to Yankee Stadium for Mets-Yankees, the Subway Series.
Juan Soto, who Yankee fans will not boo. Instead of booing, you will stand up, you will face the back of the stadium, turn around, and do nothing.
Yeah, so are you going to do that, or are you going to be in front of a TV or at Madison Square Garden for Knicks Celtics?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Evan, because I've thought about this, and I've now mapped it out, and I've come to a decision on what I'm going to do. I am going to stay at the Met game for one thing. Mr. Juan Soto to step to the plate, hit a Yankee Stadium home run. I'm going to do nanny-nanny-poo-poo to Sean, and then I'm going to bolt out of there to get home in time for, it's an 8 o'clock tip, I believe.
We don't know. Oh, no, 8 o'clock.
8
yes.
o'clock.
8 o'clock, yes.
Plenty of time. You will give me your seats. You've made enough money. You'll
give,
in life, but also with the season tickets.
Well, yeah.
And, I'll be... Either I'll be at the game, but if not, I'll be on my couch. So I get the best of both worlds.
I think that's a great answer.
I have no problem with that.
I think that's a great answer. You do get the best of both worlds. And speaking of said game, so we brought this topic up 2 weeks ago because I'm a weird planner. But now it's becoming like obvious. Like, holy crap, game six and Subway Series is going to happen. I was talking to my dear friend, Sal Licata, earlier today.
Oh, would you ask him anything?
I did. I asked him if the NL East is over.
Carlos Mendoza?
You'll hear his answer a little after 5 o'clock. But Sal informed me that BT is also making the wise decision.
Of?
If there's a game six, he's not going to go. Sal informed me that he's planning on still going to Mets-Yankees, and he has seats first row, right field. And so he said to me, what's your guy's deal? You know, we may have an extra ticket. And I said, Sal... And I'll gladly pay for it. There's only one person that should be sitting next to you and Pete Hoffman in place of Brandon Tierney in the right field seats right next to Juan Soto because he needs to be tested. For 2 months, this guy has stood up and said, I'm not going to boo him. I'm going to turn around or I'm going to cheer him. Sean Morash, I believe you should be sitting there right next to Sal, who I love but is very obnoxious, and Juan Soto. And you should be tested because I'm telling you right now, Teak.
You don't think he's going to do it?
He's not going to do what he's claimed.
First of all, I am going to do. I also don't like your plan.
What's wrong with my plan? I just bought you a ticket to sit in the right field seats but, next to Sal and whoever's there.
But your plan is to break me and Tiki up, who would stand up, in theory, together next to each other and turn around. And then when you see two bald heads pop up and do that, it might catch on.
Right. Then it takes... It's like the wave.
Yeah, the wave. Great point.
Everybody starts doing it.
When you see one person, you know, two people.
All right, fine. Would you want to sit in those seats, though?
Me and Tiki sit in good seats.
All right, then what I'll do is, those are fine seats. What I'll do is, I think Sal told me he's taking Hoff. I'll bring Hoff with me to a different section, and Tiki will take Hoff's seat. So it'll be Licata, Tiki, Sean, whatever. Not that I control these seats. They're not my seats. But, yeah.
Just make it up as you go. Make it up as you go.
Well, I figure as long as I'm paying for it, then who cares? So, yeah, you're welcome.
So, wait, no, Sal's staying for the whole game?
Yes.
He's a Knicks fan.
I mean, he's more of a Met fan then.
Well,
are you gonna rip him? That's what his decision is. Well, I'm sure he's gonna watch the game on his phone.
Is it that what we're doing right now?
Well, no, I'm defending it.
Sean's
the one. I said it's okay. It's everyone has to make their own individual choice.
I think it's okay to go. I'm just saying, don't proclaim to be a big Knicks fan. Then, if Sal's saying, "Look, I love the Mets more," then that's it. Then I have no problem with it.
Actions speak louder than words.
Absolutely.
So those actions would be that.
I'm just saying, Jalen Brunson jerseys and let's go Knicks during Yankee Padre. And you're a disgrace.
Can I ask a question here, as someone who doesn't have kids, to a panel of people that have kids? You all have your favorite. You won't admit it on the air, Evan. Obviously, it's Jet, but we all have our favorites. But your non-favorite, if they have a bigger event that day, you're going to go to that event because it's the bigger event. They need more of your support. Even though it's not my favorite child, they need me at the dance recital. They need me to fly to Orlando. So even if Sal loves the Mets more, the Knicks need him more.
So you're saying Sal should not stay for the game?
He should do what I do. He should stand there for Soto, watch the home run, and then he should leave.
All right.
That's what I would do.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?